the Fox News alert. A verdict reached. I'm Lee Silasara. The fate of former South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdaugh has been decided. Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife and one of his sons in 2021. Word moments ago that the jury's reached its decision, but we don't yet know what it is.
In closing arguments, the defense had choice words for the prosecution's theory that Alec Murdaugh killed his wife Maggie and son Paul to create a distraction the day his law firm confronted him about funds he had stolen from clients. But in a concluding rebuttal, the prosecution argued an innocent husband and father would not lie about the last time and place he saw his loved ones alive. Murdaugh repeatedly told investigators he was not with his wife and son at the kennels on the family's hunting estate the evening of the murders.
Fox's Jonathan Serre. Murdaugh later admitted he lied after multiple witnesses identified all three of their voices in a video recorded by Paul just minutes before he was shot. Once again, a verdict reached in the murder trial against Alec Murdaugh. We don't yet know what it is. They are waiting for the jury to return to the court. President Biden is calling on Congress to pass a bipartisan rail safety bill after the Norfolk Southern derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Earlier, the president was pressed by reporters on why he hasn't been to the derailment site.
I've spoken with every official in Ohio, Democrat and Republican, on a continuous basis, as in Pennsylvania.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg traveled to the site 2 weeks ago. After the Department of Energy said this week that it believes the COVID pandemic happened after a lab leak in Wuhan, China, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's still preliminary.
There's still no consensus. And that's why the president has directed the team to stay at the work, because he wants to know.
Earlier this week, FBI Director Christopher Wray said the Bureau had come to the same conclusion as the Energy Department months ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Repeating our top story. News alert. A verdict has been reached in the murder trial against Alec Murdaugh, the former South Carolina lawyer accused of killing his wife and one of his sons. All parties have returned to the court. It's not yet known what the verdict is yet. Texas officials have a warning for those who street race.
Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg sharing a warning following recent illegal street takeovers and racing in Austin.
If you participate in criminal activity with your car that endangers other people's lives, and you insist on taking over our streets, we will take over your cars.
Saying almost 200 cars have been seized in connection to nearly 1,000 related cases in the county since last year.
It's dangerous, it's criminal, and we're going to make sure that we put a stop to it.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, recent street takeovers in Austin leading to at least 7 arrests. Texas Governor Greg Abbott launching a traffic crime task force. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A new study finds more young people are being diagnosed with one of the deadliest cancers in the U.S.
Doctors aren't sure why, but more colorectal cancer cases are being found in younger people, often at a more dangerous stage of the disease. And more of those under 50 are dying from it, up about 1% annually since 2004. According to American Cancer Society figures, about 1 in 5 new diagnoses were in patients under 55 in 2019, compared to just over 1 in 10 in 1995. Overall, though, the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. is on the decline thanks to more screening among those over 50, better treatment, and reductions in risk factors. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks rose for their first gain in 3 days. The Dow added 341. The Nasdaq gained 83. The S&P plus 29. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.